Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
For the first time ever on our very own feed, welcome to the show. My name is Brett McMillan. Glad to have you with us. Cardinals.com/podcast. And you can now pick the Cardinals Insider feed. Used to be that all the podcasts that were involved with the club were there. That included some stuff that Jen Langosh, the MLB.com beat reporter, would do with the folks from MLB in New York. It also included daily game recaps during the season. And then our show and the KMOX Hot Stove Show. All that stuff is great. If you like listening to all of it, you can still get it all there. Except it now just has separate feeds. So if you're just looking for one show, you can go ahead and just stream that show straight from cardinals.com/podcast, and then its very own feed. It's going to be way easier to navigate. So thank you to the folks at Major League Baseball for making that possible. And they also have made possible that you can search Cardinals Insider Podcast in the App Store, and we've got our very own feed there too. So if you didn't like those game recaps, if you've been subscribed, guess what? Now just search Cardinals Insider Podcast in your app store of choice, and you'll be able to just get our show. You don't have to worry about anything else downloading. I had heard from some of you that that was something that was kind of a hindrance to you listening, and so we've done our best to correct that. I hope that it really makes your listening experience a little bit better in the 2018 season. Okay, what you actually came for. The first time that I've talked to you here in this new year, my name is Brett McMillan. Welcome to the show. And we're just fresh off the winter warm-up over at the Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the Arch this past weekend. That was a really good time. I probably spoke to, two dozen current, former, and future Cardinals during that time, doing interviews for our TV show, Cardinals Insider, which begins again in March, by the way, and also for the Cardinals Insider content that you see across our social media platforms. One of those guys that I got to talk to gave me probably 5 to 6 minutes. We kind of wait for them to come off stage after they're done signing, and then we talk to them. And Oscar Mercado is a guy I had not talked to before. 23 years old, former second rounder out of Tampa, Florida, a guy that many prospect people are very high on. He just spent his first year at AA this past season, and he saw a big uptick in power, and he also changed positions. So those are some interesting things to me when a guy really looks like he's rounding into the big leaguer he might be someday. And I wanted to catch up with Oscar and talk about that. Thought that you might enjoy hearing all of it because it was just a very small sample size video-wise that went out over Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram the other day. We've also got Willie McGee and another alumni that I bet you'll want to hear from. That's coming up in just a little bit. But for right now, we'll talk it over with Oscar Mercado on the Cardinal Insider Podcast. Well, first thing, just what do you think of this experience overall, getting to see all the fans and interact with them?
It's been awesome, you know, getting to share some moments with the fans and getting to see what Cardinal fans are all about was really a special moment. And I'm glad I was able to experience it with some of the guys I was able to experience it with. I had a great time, and hopefully I get to do it again.
How is it different? I mean, I'm sure in Springfield, like, there's fans, and they know who you are, and obviously there's excitement over your trajectory, but how's it different when you're here in St. Louis seeing it at this level?
I mean, it shows you that, everyone has really pays attention, and, you know, they know about their players, even in their farm system, and just getting to see the fans, and even when just, like, some random fan comes up to you and tells you did a great job this year, you know, it shows you that they're paying attention, and it means a lot.
This was the first full year in the outfield for you, right?
Yes, sir.
What was that kind of transition like this year, going from short to center?
I loved it. I always liked playing the outfield, you know, so when they told me I was going to go out there, I was pretty happy. I looked at it as a way to kind of start over, so I kind of was really excited going into this year. It kind of felt like it was my first year just because I was starting a new position, but I was glad to go out there and do a good job, and hopefully I can repeat it.
Short and center both have some pretty distinct responsibilities defensively. Do you feel like kind of being the captain of the infield, it was easier going to center, like because you knew that there were things you were going to have to do for your guys on the corner?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have a lot of responsibilities in both positions, and short, definitely going from center to short, you definitely take a little load off your back. So to me, I feel like it definitely prepared me for it, but I also feel like just going out there with a positive mindset also helped me out a lot.
After being a year into it now and having played a full season, is there anything that you look at your game in center and say, I think that this is an area where I can kind of polish or even take a step forward?
I think just first step quickness, you know, getting a little better reads on balls. I was fortunate enough to rely on my athleticism to get to a lot of balls, but, you know, if I can position myself and learn to read hitters better, then it'll definitely give me that edge.
Who came up with the idea for the position change?
I mean, they just kind of they called me into the office and they told me they were going to give it a shot, and you know, I was all for it, but I don't really know. I'm guessing our farm director, field coordinator.
I gotcha. What's kind of the feelings like when you're doing that? Is it something you're excited about, or is it something you kind of have to talk yourself into to mentally go, okay, I'm going to change the focus here?
Definitely. I mean, I was really excited, so I didn't really like mind it. It was like going to the field, it became even more exciting because I was like, oh dang, like I get to go out there and play a new position. I'd never played a new position, and I always had fun playing out there when I was younger. So I mean, you go out there and you definitely become a little more focused and a little more enthusiastic.
There's a little more power there for you this year. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think I'm just kind of glad I was able to, you know, put some good swings together. But I definitely think it could be a part of my game. I don't think it's going to be a big part of my game, but, you know, I think it could be a small part of my game down the road.
Would you describe yourself kind of more as like a line drive hitter?
Yeah,
a
line drive gap-to-gap hitter.
So when that turns into power for a guy like that, when you've got that level swing, what actually results in a home run? Because that's not your, you know, your natural launch angle.
You know, just it all depends on you know, how you hit the ball. So sometimes you put a good enough swing, you put some loft on the ball, so you're able to, you know, get it out the park. But at the end of the day, it's not really what I'm trying to do, and if it happens, then great.
You're a guy with fall league experience. That seems like a real proving ground for guys that go on to big things in the major leagues. What was the most important thing for you in Arizona?
Trying to get myself, like, really adjusted to really good competition, which I was already around in Double-A. But, you know, you go out there and you play against some of the best players in minor league baseball. So, for me, I was glad that I was able to go out there and, you know, have some success early. And it showed me that, you know, I can hang with the best of them. So, for me, it was a confidence builder. And I was glad I was able to enjoy it with my teammates and some of the other players.
Back in the press box at Busch Stadium, that was Oscar Mercado. He is an impressive young man. There were a lot of guys I met for the first time this weekend. Patrick Wisdom, who obviously tore up AAA last year, one of, I think, just three guys that spent the whole year at AAA Memphis and was a part of that PCL championship team. He was really kind, accommodating. We talked about hitting with him. Tyler O'Neill, got to meet him for the first time. Talked about baseball in Canada and his father, who's a bodybuilder. I think Tyler will be a real fan favorite here in St. Louis someday. And then Dakota Hudson, too, the highly touted pitching prospect. Talked SEC baseball with him, among other things. That was good times. Some of that, again, social media, Cardinals.com, or Cardinals, Facebook.com/Cardinals, and the same thing on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, @Cardinals. You can go kind of check snippets, and we might even bring you some of that audio down the road here on the show, too. I know you'd like to hear from those guys. The middle night of the winter warm-up is the annual Baseball Writers' Dinner. 60th year of the BWAA holding the Baseball Writers' Dinner here in St. Louis, the local chapter. And for 60 years, they decided to celebrate six decades of Cardinal baseball, from the 60s all the way up through right now, here, the precipice of the 2018 season. The way that they did that was they brought up former players from each of those decades and had a local media member kind of interact and dialogue with them, do a little interview. It was really cool. We got some great stories, including Adam Wainwright retelling the ninth inning of Game 7 of the 2006 NLCS when he froze Carlos Beltran with that curveball. He said something really interesting, that basically he had noticed on video that Beltran never swung at an 0-2 pitch. When he was ahead, he was just going to watch it, and so Waino decided to break off the bender, and it worked out very well for him in his rookie season. Before we went into the dinner, though, I got to talk to Willie McGee, set to join the Cardinal coaching staff here in 2018. Know that that is something Mike Matheny has wanted for quite some time, and finally, Willie has committed to being full-time on the big league coaching staff. Here's what Willie had to say about joining the big club.
Really just, you know, I love the game. I always have. And I'm able to do something that I love and that I've done pretty much all my life. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't really get any better, you know. Hopefully, you know, be able to go down there, and you can't guarantee that you're going to win anything. But what you can guarantee is that I'm going to give it all I got to help make these guys better, you know, just as I'm sure all the other coaches are going to do. And that's what our job is, I feel, is to try to get the best out of these players. And if we can do that, get all of them on the same page, get all of them playing good, got a good chance to win.
Another guy on those panels at the writers' dinner was David Eckstein, the 2006 World Series MVP. Tony La Russa on stage called him the toughest player he ever managed. I thought that was a pretty big compliment considering all the places that Tony has been in his baseball career. David, of course, was the 06 MVP of the World Series, and when he won that World Series MVP, they gave him a sports car. But maybe you've heard the story. He never drove it. Not once. Even to this day, he says, has he driven it. He gave it to his brother, and I really wanted to know the reason why.
Well, the thing about it was, growing up, my brother loved cars. So, you know, he had like a 65 Fastback Mustang, and we had a 68 Dodge Polara. But when we went to school, we had to sell them. And so he always loved that. And then he trained me. You know, if it wasn't for him, I would have no opportunity to ever play in the big leagues. So it was just a nice thank you for everything that he had done for me.
I'll tell you what, if you didn't know he was a world champion and had a nice long baseball career, you wouldn't know David Eckstein was famous or had gone the places he had gone and done the things he had done in life. Just the most down-to-earth, normal guy you could possibly imagine meeting. It was my first time I had ever met him. I really, really enjoyed it. Can't wait to see him in the future again. And I can't wait to profile him for Cardinals Insider over on the TV side. When the TV show comes back in March, I think probably right out of the chute, my guess is the first two or three episodes, we will profile David Eckstein for you. And we'll also throw it up on social media, too. Thanks for listening. Again, glad that you found us. New feed, cardinals.com/podcast, just like always. You'll see our new artwork. It says Cardinals Insider Podcast. You click on there, and you can get all of our past episodes, and you'll see them every week, every Tuesday, as they begin during the regular season. By the way, they will begin on March 27th. Tuesday, March 27th is the first weekly episode of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Or you can go to the App Store. Now, depending on when you listen, it may or may not have the feed active yet. Apple and other companies take a little bit because they have their processes they have to go through to put a new show in place. But eventually, we will have our own feed, if we don't already. It shouldn't be that long of a turnaround. So if you're listening to this as soon as it dropped, maybe not quite yet, but it should soon. And you need to go if you want to be subscribed. You can't be subscribed to the old feed. Got to subscribe to the new one. Search Cardinals Insider Podcast. You will just get this show. Nothing else will download to your phone if you subscribe. Cardinals Insider Podcast in the App Store. I'm headed down to Jupiter for the first 2 weeks. I'll be there when pitchers and catchers report. We'll have some of that audio, most likely, I would think, for you before we start our full episodes every week. Coming up again, March 27th. That is a Tuesday. We release every Tuesday from the 27th through the end of the baseball season. If you want to give us your feedback, we'd love to get it. Podcast, with an S, podcast@cardinals.com on the email, or shout at me on Twitter, STL_Brett. I would love to hear where you're listening from and if you do enjoy the show. And we're always looking for stuff that you like in the program. We've got some interviews lined up, long form, like 30-minute interviews. And we also do stuff like this today, you know, a little of this, a little of that. Just give you a sampling of what's going on or has gone on in Cardinal Nation recently. Good to be with you. For all my guests, my name is Brett McMillan. We'll talk to you on the next one. This is the Cardinals Insider Podcast.